Okay, I want to go through what we're seeing here. So this is a dog that is back tied. And Lee has claimed that this dog is focusing on the dude because the dude currently does not have a sleeve. That is actually not the case here. This is the signal to this dog that this is the beginning. So that dog's not going to bite anybody there, as you can see. If that would have been one of my dogs, that dude would have just got bit. There's no doubt about it. So what's going through this dog's mind isn't that this guy's a bad guy that I need to get out of here. This dog knows that it's about to play a tug game, right? This dog is not interested in this dude. Here comes the sleeve, right? Bites, latches onto the sleeve. If that were real, that dog just got stabbed or hit. There's no truth in combat like Matt Thornton talks about here. This is dry. There, that dog just got injured again. The dog is totally on this sleeve. Watch. Guy lets go of the sleeve, and the dog is totally. Look at that. Jute junkie. So if that was a bad guy, right? If that's a real bad guy, that dog has no concern. See what I'm saying? Now the guy's going to come and try to get the toy, right? But this dog is not aggressive towards this dude. This dude is not in any danger whatsoever. This is American Sentinel Canine's Bumper being taught to pull and to lunge. Again, this dog is not, when I say the dog isn't focused on this dude, this dog is not having aggression towards this man at all. It's just the signal of the tug game. Oh, and here's the tug game. Again, the dog is biting the sack, hanging onto the sack. Now, most people see this and think this is actual protection work. This is actually an injured dog. Because as you see, the guy has a knife in his hand, right? This dog is not being taught to target a weapon hand. This is a tug game. 100%. This dog is not in defensive drive. This is a good hog dog. This might be a good military or police dog, but this is not a personal protection dog at all. And this is not protection training. This is a tug game. Again, the guy lets go of the sleeve, and of course the dog is focusing on the toy. Now, most people, when they watch this, they don't realize that this is a tug game. And this is very, very poor and dangerous training for a protection dog. Now, also notice that Lee cannot call the dog off. There's no out being practiced here at all. This is fake protection dog training. This is a tug game. This is teaching the dog to pull and to lunge. There's no control. You guys have seen my dog. I can call my dog off and the dog comes to heel. None of that is happening here. This is a lawsuit waiting to happen. It's just a tug game, man. I'm making commentary on this video as a matter of fair use. Lee Robinson likes to report me. But as you see there, total fake tug game. Okay? Again, look at that. The dog is not concerned with this dude whatsoever. So even at the beginning, right, it's just the signal of the beginning of the tug game for the dog. So look for these things when you see this type of training. And don't be fooled. This is not protection dog training. This will get your dog hurt. It'll, again, this little civil agitation, this is a replay of what happened in the front. Now, Lee is bullshitting people and claiming that this dog is really seriously after this guy. He's not. You could let that dog off right now, and that dog would not bite him. I swear to you. That dog would look for the sleeve, right? So now the dog knows, okay, right, dry training. The guy's going to go pick up the sleeve and the, yep. There you have it. More fake. Look, it didn't bite the dude. Not even trying to bite the guy. Look at that. A lot of stick shaking. Now the sleeve, right? This is what, look at the dog. The dog is interested. Wants that sleeve, man. Oh, give me that sleeve. Oh, I got the sleeve. And again, bam, just killed your dog. Oh, just killed your dog a second time. There you go. More fake protection dog training brought to you by Mr. Lee Robinson.